Dictation for Paula, P-A-U-L-A, Denison, D-E-N-N-I-S-O-N, March 10, 75. Addresses a letter, Dr. Scott, S-E-O-T-T, Strong, S-T-R-O-N, D-O, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Strong, consultation Mrs. Denison for edema. This started after severe coronavirus infection 2020, developed generalized edema. At that time, was not admitted to the hospital, did not require oxygenation. However, she did have severe dyspnea on minimal activities, some degree of orthopnea, hoarseness of the voice, few other changes. Another episode of coronavirus in 2021, this opportunity tested positive. Husband was mildly affected, none of the kids were compromised. For the last 3 years, has been fighting problems of edema, sometimes gaining as much as 20, 30 pounds, as high as 150 pounds, being normal for her, presently around 130, 132. She is requiring a high dose of diuretics, two of them. There has been extensive evaluation, pulmonary, cardiology, for her gastrointestinal symptoms. Eventually, EGD colonoscopy was also negative. Kidney function remains normal, and there has been no evidence for protein in the urine for nephrotic syndrome. She is not aware of chronic liver disease. Incidentally, there was severe vaginal bleeding requiring hysterectomy, benign condition. This was done within the last 1 year. There is no documented event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Since COVID, she's been sensitive to a number of food and drinks. Recently, Botox was done from the vocal cord with significant improvement of her voice, which is now back to normal. However, if she speaks for too long, loud, like teaching, the voice is compromised for what she was forced to stop her work. She's trying to do salt restriction. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, constipation on treatment, no bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Today, well-controlled edema. No claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, presently no rash, no bruises, no bleeding nose gums, prior migraines triggered by menstrual periods, so far none since hysterectomy. As her gastrointestinal symptoms have resolved, she is not taking any more Prilosec. Next paragraph, the past medical history. For coronavirus, generalized edema, long COVID. Hoarseness of the voice with negative World Cup. She denies any history of DVT pulmonary embolism, no history of heart problems, denies TIS stroke seizures. She's been diagnosed of hyperactive thyroid with subclinical hyperthyroidism, did not requiring any treatment, denies urinary tract infection, denies liver disease, kidney stones. Next paragraph. Surgeries include hysterectomy, tonsils adenoids, a benign right-sided wrist, sounds like ganglion, and the Vatax injection of the voice core. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing, or pass. Next paragraph, side effects, iodine causes hives. Next paragraph, there has been 5 pregnancies, 1 miscarriage, the other 4 normal pregnancy delivery, 23 a girl, otherwise 3 boys, 21, 20, and 18 years ago. Next paragraph, prescreen medications, a number of supplements. I will highlight the metoprolol, Demadex, 60 milligrams divided doses, metolazone, 2.5 milligrams 2 days a week, potassium, presently 80 milliequivalents divided doses. Has not received recently antivert or sumatriptan. Next paragraph, extensive review system done, otherwise negative. Next paragraph, prison weight in the office 146, at home in the 130-132. 66 inches tall. Blood pressure was 110-68 on the left sided. Normal speech, alert or intestine 3, normal no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal mucosal. No palpable lymph nodes, no palpable neck masses, thyroid, not impressed by size, lungs cardiovascular normal, no ascites, no palpable liver spleen. Today I don't see edema, she's wearing compressing stockings, no rash, no mucosal abnormalities, and non-focal deficits. Next paragraph. There is a recent renal Doppler. Kidney size is low normal at 9.78 on the right, 9.83 on the left. No evidence for renal artery stenosis. A CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with contrast, this is 2022. Liver normal. Normal spleen, normal kidneys. This was done for the purpose of gynecological bleeding. Minor changes on ovaries, benign. A nuclear medicine scan with increased uptake, both at 6 hours as well as 24 hours. However, free T4 is normal and antibody testing negative for active Graves' disease. There has been also an echocardiogram. This is from 2021 with preserved ejection fraction, negative stress testing, no valve abnormalities, normal diastolic function. Another echo, also 2021, no major abnormalities. Next paragraph, recent chemistries are from April. Elevated BUN from diuretics, low sodium diuretics, low chloride diuretics, elevated bicarbonate diuretics. Potassium normal at 3.6, normal calcium. normal creatinine. Normal magnesium. The urine sodium, 24 hours, less than 200, she was 84. 24 hours for protein, minimal, non-nephrotic syndrome. Free cortisol in the urine, normal in the low side. Aldosterone was elevated. This was done when she was still taking diuretics. This is a 24-hour urine collection. Blood cortisol, low normal. ACTH, normal. Renin aldosterone, high renin from hypovolemia. Normal B12, prior pro-BNP 167, this is 23. I review all records available through EPIC. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Generalized edema, idiopathic. This is not related to renal disease. There is no evidence for nephrotic syndrome. Workup in the past, cardiology and pulmonology. Nothing to suggest heart failure, valve abnormalities, no evidence of pulmonary hypertension. Chemistries as well as hormonal levels, points for diuretic-induced hypovolemia with associated electrolyte acid-base abnormalities and associated increased renin and other chemistries. I review literature, and there is reports of generalized edema after COVID. The treatment is symptomatic. She already is careful with the salt intake. Unfortunately, requiring a very high dose of diuretics and potassium replacement. She mentioned that she did not tolerate it in the past. Spironolactone. Eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-O-N-E, Eplerenone, or triamcinolone, but she's willing to try again in the future. We discuss about tolerating some degree of edema to minimize the amount of diuretics. She mentioned that she is already compromising. Continue monitoring potassium replacement and avoiding hypokalemia, as this can cause long-term nephrotoxicity and renal failure. She is much more physically active, as her respiratory symptoms, including vocal cord dysfunction, is improved. Hopefully, that will allow her to tolerate and resolve edema lower extremities better, hoping for winning down diuretics in the future, depending on her symptoms. All issues were discussed at length, preparation before, during, and after. Reviewing records was extensive, prolonged visit, end of dictation,